Robin Lowy is here to talk about her book, Game Changers, Lesbians You Should Know About, her upcoming appearance at the Plexicon in Las Vegas, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Robin.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about your new book.
Well, it's called Game Changers, Lesbians You Should Know About, and it came about in response to the FAIR Act, which was a California law passed recently that requires LGBT history and social studies included in the public school curriculum here in California. So what I did was I looked around and realized that I had all the skills needed to pull this thing together, and I wanted to make sure that I could get it into the schools because they just don't have a lot of resources. And what they have is history books that don't include really important LGBT milestones. So that's one big issue. But then there's the issue of where are the resources for just interesting books to read about this culture. And I was concerned that there would be, and there are, some books about the men, but not a lot about the women. So my spin is to make sure that the lesbians are included. And I chose women who are not famous in the world at large, but are famous within the lesbian community and have made significant cultural contributions to our culture. They're all over 50, and they're still very much vibrant and doing great things. And I just made it really fun and sort of graphic novel style, appealing to teens and young adults and pretty much everybody. It's been a big hit.
What was your inspiration for writing this book?
Well, I am a lesbian mom, kind of a pioneering lesbian mom. And back in the 90s, my partner and I each had a child. And we noticed along the way that in the schools, there was just a lot of talk about, you're so gay, you fag. And, you know, it was kind of rough for them. And tried to be involved, and I was very out. We both were. But I just felt like it's an important tool to have. At some point along the way, the kids grew up and the marriage ended, and I didn't know what I was going to do next. So I started volunteering for the local LGBT center and going into the schools to talk about, you know, what it was like growing up gay in this town that I live in, north of San Francisco, and, you know, just to explain to the kids that I'm pretty much just like their parents and what it was like feeling different as a kid. And then after I did all this volunteering, I ended up starting a website for older lesbians, sort of 40 and up, and it was a multi-contributor blog called Apocalypse, still alive and very popular amongst lesbians 40 and up. And basically, I got this idea when I heard about the FAIR Act passing. And I realized as a graphic designer, editor, I'm passionate about making things look fun and interesting. So that was my big excitement about it, was how can I make this really fun book about these slightly older women? And then I pulled together my social network. I know so many people through the blog and just through my life. I'm one of these people that seems to know everyone. And I ended up just having a ball with it. So it's been just a really fun ride.
How did you choose the women for the book?
Well, I was concerned because people kept saying, so you're going to have Ellen in there. And not that I have much against Ellen at all. It's just that I felt like what's important are the people that are heroes, that the whole point of the book is lesbians you should know about. So these are women, and I tried to get a lot of women of color to just bring to light all these heroes in our community that have done amazing things. And I had a lot of suggestions of people. I chose a lot of people that I wasn't able to get to participate because I was asking a lot of the participants. I was asking them to write an essay on their big aha moment and to provide me with photos and stories from their lives to build these illustrated timelines. So that was a lot of work on their end. That was one of the hardest parts, was being a nudge and just, have you had a chance to send me that? And then some people were very buttoned up, and others just threw me a stack of photos. And in the end, it came together beautifully, and everyone was really stunned. Just one of my skills is to try to sort of get people to tell me their story, kind of like you. It's one of the things I'm good at, and I love doing it. I'm interested. I think we all should be interested.
Tell us about your Game Changers panel at Plexicon in Las Vegas on April 6th that I'm actually going to be participating with you about.
Yay, I am so excited about this. So I have Kathy Belge, who's one of the women in the book, and she is a very interesting person who writes for Curve magazine. She did this lipstick and dipstick routine with this other woman. They were pretty funny. So she's just a fun, interesting person. She's going to join me as well as you, and we're going to talk about these outliers. One thing that's interesting is she's a journalist in 50s and 60s lesbian culture. So she's going to bring some tidbits to the room that are really interesting about sort of where we came from, And then we're going to present a little bit about the book and all the colorful characters in it. Charlotte, you're going to talk about some of the things that you're doing. There's a possibility I might have another participant, a filmmaker. We're just going to have a really good time and have probably some fun giveaways. And I wouldn't miss it if I were you. If I were at Plexicon, I'd be sure to be there.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Well, there you go. That is a big question. When I first got this idea, I thought, well, how am I going to fund this thing? That's the whole point. Nobody wants to pay for this stuff. The schools don't have any money. And it's not, as you know, the most popular subject, as beautiful and fun as it is. So I decided to try to do crowdfunding, which was just a very tough thing to do. Who loves to ask? I hate asking. So I had been actually giving back to the community for many years, supporting women with my apocalypse site and talking about their projects and pushing them out there. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in that we all need to support each other and that there's plenty of room at the top for all of us and that it's not about climbing over each other. So when I thought about how am I going to accomplish it, it's like, okay, so I'll try crowdfunding. And I just dove in and it was painful. And what I ended up with was approximately $20,000 from 200 women giving about 100. That was the average. So it was amazing and it was rough. And boy, if you take on one of those crowdfunding things, you better be ready to be on an emotional roller coaster. And I also have a day job, so it was crazy, but I'm so glad I did it. So that was how I funded it. And then I was able to donate a book to every public high school in the San Francisco Bay Area, which includes San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, and Marin County, where I live. So that has been really exciting and well-received, and we've gotten some press, and it's wonderful. And so what I would like to accomplish is to get that book into every public high school and community college in the state of California. So my next goal is to try to get a grant to get that to happen. So my ultimate goal would be the whole of the United States. I've already got it in all kinds of states around the U.S. now where people have donated it to the fund to get the books. And then they're donating it to their public schools. It's in high school libraries in North Carolina and in Texas, and we're just moving along.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ equality?
Well, my biggest commitment is just to be out in all things that I do, and that has not always been the case. I'm the type of person that looks pretty straight, and people assume I'm straight, and all my life I've had to be like, no, I'm gay. So I think it's important to be out. And, you know, you just make stuff happen like this book. You find something. For me, it was how can I bring something to the world that's going to make a difference? So that's my commitment. Work hard to make something happen with the talents that I'm given.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
Wow, I really don't see it moving forward much. Besides being really optimistic about midterm elections, I think we just need to resist like crazy and to try not to lose ground.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
One of the things that I know to be true is that a lot of kids have depression, and it feels like it will kill you when you have it. And when you're young, you don't know that it's going to pass. So I would just say, you know, hang in there. It won't last. This is sort of Trevor Project. You know, it's like, it does get better, and you don't have to worry. It's not always going to feel this scary and awful, but it isn't easy being a little gay kid. And for example, when I raised my kids, my oldest son grew up in San Francisco at a public school system where there were a lot of different families, and so he was used to a lot of his friends had 2 moms, 2 dads, some version of something. And when we moved out here to this little community where I grew up north of San Francisco, I brought the kids out here, and he was shocked at how much the kids would say things on the schoolyard that were just derogatory things. And so I would say, if you stand up to your peers like he did, he told them, you can't say that. I come from a family of 2 moms. You can't say you're so gay, you fag. I can't be your friend if you're going to say those things, you know. And he's a straight kid. So I would say, look to your straight allies and ask them to back you up, because there's just no need for it. That's what's going to change things, really. We can all say, hey, stop it, you know, but it's like when the straight people aren't going to hear it anymore. That's when stuff changes. And then lastly, what I've been doing with this book is going into the classroom, and I've been invited in as a guest speaker. And I went last week to a local high school, and it was so exciting, Charlotte. When I walked in there, this one girl, she was probably 18, she was a senior, but she came up to me, she was tearful. And she said, I am so excited to see you. I picked up your book in the Castro, and I can't believe you're really here, and you're going to talk to my classroom. And she was identifying as asexual and gender fluid and was currently had a boyfriend, which kind of cracks me up. But, you know, the point is, she's a queer kid. She identifies, and she was so excited that I was there. And I was just delighted that I could make a difference. So there are people out there that are doing good things, that are positive role models, and wasn't so much the case when I was young. That's one of the reasons why I think this panel is important. I want to talk about how it used to be, how it was when I grew up. Role models I had were not very encouraging, I can say that.
How can people get information about your book, Game Changers?
Well, I've got a pretty extensive website at lesbiangamechangers.com. And if you go there, you can find all about the press that we've had, a little bit more about me, how to buy a book, and you can see actual images about the book and how it looks. And there's some videos on there. I've got one really great Indiegogo video of my son talking about why it's so important to him and his peers. So that's a fun thing.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, as I was saying, I'm working on getting that grant, and I'm also working on an ebook with all kinds of animation, which is fun. And then I have a second volume in the hopper with a lot of really interesting women that I want to include. And then eventually I would like to move to different age groups. I mean, right now I'm in this over 50 category because those are the women that are my peers. And then there's women in their 40s doing amazing things, 30s, 20s. This thing could go on and on. We can have a lot of fun with it.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I guess the question would be like, are you in the book? And my answer to that is, I was a lesbian parenting pioneer, but I don't feel like I'm on the league of the women that I've featured as far as really creating significant cultural stuff, like Mariah Hansen, who did the Dinah, or Kate Kendall, who's the executive director for NCLR. I'm just somebody who is a connector and an artist, but I sure had fun with it.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. Let me just say that I've been blessed with great friends that have encouraged me from this from the get-go. People like best-selling authors, they understand what I'm up against. Like Diana Nyad is a friend, and she's always saying, onward, Robin, onward. And people that are inspirational that I know do great things just encourage me, and that gives me so much hope. Like Meredith Baxter, she's so kind and supportive, and she always says things to me like, you know, we all need our heroes, and, you know, this is what you're presenting us with, so thank you. So my personal mantra is, it's about telling those mean voices in my head to quiet down. Like, everyone has insecurities, and, you know, you're thinking, oh my gosh, how could I possibly take this on? How can I ask these people for money? How can I sit still and do a 144-page book and actually finish it? So I try to replace that negative stuff with, I got this, I can do anything, and it just helps me. I believe that giving back to the community is like the single greatest act that I can do. And my self-esteem depends on it. It depends on performing esteemable acts, right? So I got blessed with the talents of being able to pull something like this together. So I selfishly give it back so I can sleep at night knowing that, you know, I've done my very best to make the world a better place. So whatever it is that you're good at, get on it, do it, and make a difference. It's worth it.